It's Wednesday. What is up, everybody? And we're off, I think. Just going to click yes. It is 9 a.m. here in Los Angeles. It is Wednesday, the 10th of April, AD 2024. And I'm going to have a fun show today. Maybe a loosey-goosey show. Some cool music to play for you guys. Different things I've been meaning to get to. We'll see if I can. And your calls, 1-888-775-3773, as well as your super chats. You can super chat. The one that I like to go to is buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport. If you go to thehakereport.com, there's a little icon thing that looks like a cartoon image of a coffee. And you click on that, and you can enter the information and buy your coffee that way. It's not an actual coffee. It's a super chat. But anyway, guys, let's just get right started with the show!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Hake Report. The Hake Report. La, la, la. Oh, it's the Hake Report. The Hake Report. La, la, la.
Hey, guys!
Oh, it's the Hake Report. The Hake Report.
So, how you guys doing? I am fine. I have my Bond Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding the Man t-shirt, one of them, on. And you can find that by going to rebuildingtheman.com/stores, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, or /store. They both work, but /stores is the actual, with another slash after that, is the actual web address that it ends up on. And the nice thing about that is that has all the links to all the different stores. Okay, there's Bond Teespring, the Fallen State Teespring, Shop the Fallen State. There is Society 6. There is Shop, I don't know, check it out. It's from JLP, it's not Hake's T-shirts, Teespring. It's different. And this one is medium, and it's not 100% cotton, so. And it was stuffy in here, but I still smell great, in my opinion. Terrible. Let me get right to a call before we get started into these different topics that I've been meaning to touch on that I can't name for you right now. David in Ocala, Florida is on the line right now, guys. What's up, David in Ocala? One of my favorite Gen Xers, or boomers, young boomers.
All right. What's up, man?
Hey. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I've been watching your show at night and stuff, and I was just wondering, did you hear about, you know, that Apple River case with those kids?
I do not.
Getting stabbed? Yeah, they're going into, the jury's going to deliberate right now. This 54-year-old Romanian guy was in a river looking for a phone. He had dropped his phone in about 2 foot of water or something he was looking at, and these kids started surrounding him, calling him, you know, a pedophile and stuff like that. And
just because
anyway,
he was in the river, like, what?
Yeah, he was just in about two, wading in the river looking for this, looking for a phone. And these kids have been drinking and smoking pot. And they
got all crazy. So by kids, you mean like high schoolers or?
Yeah, 17 to 24 years old.
Oh, okay. So high schoolers and college age and.
Yeah, and then what started?
So a 54-year-old man, he stabbed them to death in response.
Well, what happened was a girl came up and started running her mouth. She's the one that started the whole thing, and she kept pushing on him, grabbing him. So he did. He stabbed her, and then another kid came up and grabbed him by the throat, and he stabbed that kid, and that poor kid died. And then three more came at him, and he stabbed them. So they're trying to ring the guy up.
Wow, I mean, if she was merely yelling at him, he shouldn't have done that to the girl. But at that point, once they started attacking him, That's sort of self-defense mutual combat. But,
well, that's what happened.
But if he was not justified in what he did with the girl, then what a mess.
Yeah, it's real close. See, she started putting her hands on him first, and then another kid pushed him down in the water and stuff, and they were all, like, laughing at him, and it just got out of control.
You know, oh,
got
okay.
Pulled out a knife.
So the girl came up to him and was physical. Women do get physically violent, young ladies, too, because
right.
They're not necessarily very ladylike sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, so it was, I don't know, that's... He might have been disproportionate, I don't know, but that's an interesting case, man, because we don't know.
Well, there was about 15 kids out there, and seven or eight of them came up and started messing with the guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, the jury's got it right now, deliberating on it. But did you see these people in Dearborn, Michigan? Yelling, death to America.
I saw clips of it. I saw a clip of it on the Jason Lee Peterson show the other day.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's why you don't let foreigners like this into your country, man. Okay?
Yeah.
And that wouldn't have went down 40 years ago. I can tell you that right now. That wouldn't have went over real well. Nobody, they wouldn't have put up with that. Now we put up with all this junk because... Let me ask you, do you ever remember Trump in the Oval Office with Schumer and Pelosi saying he was going to shut down the government because he didn't want to let drugs, killers, bad people, murderers, rapists into this country?
They wanted to put him in jail, did you say that?
No. Trump was in the Oval Office with Pelosi and Schumer, and he was telling them, if you don't help me fix this border, I'm going to shut down the government because I don't want drugs, or the Americans don't want drugs, killers, rapists, and murderers in our country.
Right.
And look what's going down now. These Venezuelans, man, are just, they're out of control. So check this. I did this little math. If they let 10 million of these people in, and let's say 10% of them are bad,
uh-huh.
That's a million. If 5% are bad, that's a half a million.
Right, yeah.
So, makes a lot of sense, don't it?
It does. I mean, you shouldn't be bringing in any of them, basically.
Right.
They can go to, like, a neighboring country or they can figure it out. They can fix their own country.
They should just stay where they're at. Dude, watch this. I'm not kidding you. I was driving down my street. And I live in a middle-class neighborhood. You know, I don't live in a rich neighborhood. And I passed this girl yesterday, and she had a phone in her hand. It's like she was waiting for the bus. She looked like she just got here. I mean, she looked like an Aztec. Her face was so red, like she had been in the sun forever.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me, okay? And when I moved into this neighborhood, anyway, now when the kids get off the bus, there's only two white kids on the bus. The rest of them are black and Spanish.
That's it,
you know, so yeah, man, it's crazy. So, anyway, another thing I'd like to talk about. You know the abortion pill that they've been pushing?
Yeah, mifepristone. There's like two different pills to successfully medication abort your unborn baby child. If you're
right.
A woman who's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, instead of going to the clinic.
Yeah, and so that's what most of the abortions are, according to what they claim, the media claims, or the supposed statistics, is that
mm-hmm.
most people kill their children through this these abortion pills.
Mm-hmm. Well, I watched a video about this. They were interviewing a girl and nurses and stuff. And they're saying the problem with that pill is these women are not going to the doctor first, okay? They're just ordering it online.
Wow, without a prescription, huh?
Yeah, without a prescription. They're getting them, they're taking them, and the fetus the baby is dying in their womb, and 7 to 10% of these women are having to go to the doctor and get a DNC, okay? You know, that's how messed up these people are.
DNC?
Yeah, they go in and clean out the baby.
Okay. All right, I'm not sure if I want to know what D and C means, but
yeah.
It makes sense what you said because the baby's basically stillborn. They caused the baby to be still, whatever, not even born. Wow.
Right, right. Man, it's just terrible. You know, and, that's
and you know what's interesting is
Democrats.
They're promoting it. The mainstream media is promoting this stuff. Hake is Hake is amplifying it. I'm not amplifying it in that I'm encouraging it, but I'm helping them spread the word, you know? Maybe there's some women who would want to commit an abortion with or without a... think about it. You get a prescription to kill the baby. What the heck? The doctor literally prescribes you this. Oh, take this. I'm encouraging you. The doctor is supposed to do no harm. It's the Hippocratic Oath. And the evil FDA... Evil FDA, Food and Drug Administration, under the evil Biden administration, is promoting and encouraging CVS, Walgreens, Save-On, if Save-On still exists, Rite Aid, if Rite Aid still exists, maybe not Rite Aid, to do these, maybe Rite Aid, though, to sell these things.
Right.
That's crazy.
What the person, the interviewer brought that up about the FDA and brought up how the FDA is full of it because they said that opiates, you know, were okay for people to take, you know?
Yeah.
All those people that got hooked on Oxycontin.
Oh,
And I'm going to tell you something. I know I never told you this, and I really don't care, but I think this might help somebody. Man, I took Percocets for 15 years, bud, okay? That's a long time. And then they put me on this stuff called Suboxone, and I was on it for about 5 years, and I finally jumped ship, man. I warded out my house, okay? Took me a month. I went through instead of going to a detox, and you follow what I'm saying?
No, I tuned out for a second because I was looking up D&E. So you took some drugs, and then you got messed up from the drugs?
Yeah, I took Percocets for 15 years on my job, man.
Why? What are the Percocets for? I forget what that's for.
They're pain pills, but they make you feel great, buddy, you know, because they flood your brain with dopamine.
Oh, so you were taking it not for pain, but to feel great?
Well, yeah, a little bit of pain because I was old, you know, my legs were hurt a little bit and blah, blah, blah.
And then
I got in a little car accident once, so I had an excuse to take it, but I was recreational taking them.
Yeah, because you could have been like Joel Friday and be all natural, not take these things to help you get through life more easily and rather than live right. Yeah. Wow.
Well, I was drinking too. I was drinking too. Not big time drinking, but you know, anyway, so I jumped ship in 17 because I saw the writing on the wall, okay?
Okay.
Everything was about to crash and burn. And so I went to this place because it's getting hard to fill the prescriptions, okay?
Okay.
And so anyway, I went to an outreach patient thing, and they put me on this stuff called Suboxone, which is just as bad, okay? You know, it's sort of like, you know, you're either, you can't get a little bit pregnant, you know what I'm saying? You either are or you aren't. You're either you're off pills or, you know, drugs or you're not, okay?
Okay. Yes. I was about to say it's a spectrum. It's a spectrum. I was about to be a liberal, but okay, I got
it's
you.
A spectrum?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it ain't no spectrum, man. I can smell that junk coming out my pores, okay?
Wow.
And 8/1 of this year, August 1st, it'll be 2 years that I've been clean, and it's taken me, man, this long to get my head back right. Because it messes up your mind, man.
Oh,
causes
okay.
depression, all kinds of stuff, buddy. Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah. No, they.
And now you got fentanyl, you know?
Yeah. No, the drugs do some serious damage to the brain, and it affects the mind. What a mess.
Well, this lady called me yesterday who I hadn't talked to in like 3 years, 4 years, and she told me that her son that used to wait on me in this care center.
Oh, wow.
Died of fentanyl.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Yeah. And I was like, wow, you know.
And are you saying, was fentanyl okayed by the FDA?
Well, it was primarily used in surgeries, okay?
Yeah.
Real high pain stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I never knew about fentanyl when I was taking Percocets.
Yeah.
You know, but there was these pill mills here in Florida. I mean, this girl that I was getting them from, this doctor was giving her 180 a month, just the one just Percocet 10 milligrams. Okay,
yeah.
And that's how I got myself in trouble. All right, because You know, I just worked my way up, and I got to the point where I was taking four of them a day, buddy. First thing in the morning, popping one with my coffee. And that ain't good.
No.
Okay? So anybody that's heard me preach about God out there, you know that I'm not no hypocrite and think I'm better than everybody else, okay? How's that?
Yeah, of course not. No, I got you.
And I hope I can help somebody that's struggling, if there's anybody out there struggling with it, man, you know, to just, you know, you got to just stop.
Nice. So, no. Wow, man.
I know. Ain't that a trip? I bet you never thought that I was like that.
Well, I mean, who knows? You never know what people have been through, and you're kind of, you remind me of those people who are, they call them, some people call themselves born-agains. Those people who used to be like deep into alcohol or drugs or both or whatever.
Well, I told you I'm born again, and I was doing them while I was born again. So that shows you how hardcore, you know, I was just trying to dull the pain of my childhood and stuff like that, buddy.
Okay.
All the stuff I'd been through, you know, but God still loved me. He still loved me. He still watched out for me and everything like that. Man,
nice.
It was a hard time of my life, dude. I mean, really rough, you know, so, but, you know, I'm okay now. But
cool, man.
It's been two years, so. But listen, man, I know you got to go. You don't want to hear my life story. But one thing I just want to say. Somebody in the comment, since we were talking about God, a guy named Pastor Dean wrote this. I needed to tell you this, Hank.
He's in the chat. He's in the live chat.
Yeah, he's in the chat. Pastor Dean.
I don't want you to be naming these people. Just say somebody in the chat said.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody in the chat, said that Jesus of Nazareth is God Almighty. Did you read that when he typed
that
in?
No, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that? Okay. And let me just say one thing about
that. So what
that.
Was your point about that?
Well, the point of it is I wanted to tell you, we've discussed this before, and I know you don't agree with me.
Yeah.
Okay? But I wanted to bring this up. Remember when Satan was tempting the devil? Remember when he took him up on the high, you know, and showed him all the kingdoms
Jesus
of the world?
Jesus was tempted in the desert? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he said, if you'll fall down and worship me, I'll give you all this.
Right.
That?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what Jesus told him? Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So you can't say that unless you're God.
Oh, yes you can. You can say don't tempt God.
No, he said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Right.
He was saying, I am God.
No, he wasn't saying that.
You can't get me.
You're misinterpreting it. Yeah, yeah, you're misinterpreting it. You want to hear how I interpret that?
How do you interpret it?
I understand that is when you kill yourself or you cast yourself down, because didn't he say, okay, so I don't know at which point he said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God, because I think it was Satan said, jump off of this, because it is written, the angels will not allow his foot to even strike a stone, you know, because
it hurts
your foot to be striking a stone. And he said, you shall not tempt or test the Lord your God. Because that's like saying, it's kind of like waiting. No, I'm going to wait for a miracle to get me off of this deserted island when some boats are passing by that could save you. I'm not going to purposely jump off a building thinking, oh, if God is real, he's going to save me. That's testing him. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's what I mean.
Understand.
He's saying he's not going to obey Satan and test God. That's how I understand it.
I understand. Hey,
right.
Listen, I know you got to go. I'll call back next time. We'll talk about this some more because I know you got to roll. Okay?
Yeah, nice man. Great call.
Thanks for taking my call today, buddy. All right?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Rock on. All
you
right,
too.
See you. Bye.
Bye. Nice guy. Denny in Bulgaria is on the line there. Denny in Bulgaria, how you doing, man?
Good evening, Mr. Haig. All is well. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's morning over here, evening for you, I guess, huh? Over in Bulgaria.
It is 7:20.
Nice. In the evening. It's 9:19, so you're 10 hours ahead of us. It's 9:19 Pacific Daylight.
It is. And Mr. Haig, I'm calling because you had an interesting conversation yesterday with a viewer of yours about the Crusaders.
Okay.
And I just wanted to highlight something. The gentleman seemed fascinated by them, and I just wanted to highlight that this was a colossal mistake. a little bit of a history. The first crusade was, without any shadow of a doubt, absolutely justified.
Okay.
Because the Arabs and the Muslims were suffocating Europe. So something had to be done.
Yeah.
So the first crusade, that was the mission, to remove the Muslim and the Arab threat from European shores. They accomplished that.
Yeah.
The second and the third crusade, those were an absolute mistake. That was a colossal mistake. And I understand that, you know, it's not fair to judge people what they did back then.
Yeah.
You know, from today's point of view.
Right.
But what do you think will happen if you take a knight, because that was basically the soldier back then, covered in iron, the horse covered in iron, and stuck him in the middle of the desert in the Middle East? It's not like the sun was hot since yesterday. Everybody knew that the sun was hot. This was an absolute mistake. This is why the Second and the Third Crusade were an absolute disaster, because the first was successful because the Arabs weren't expecting that.
Okay.
They were expecting the second and the third. That's why it was a disaster.
Oh,
and the fourth one was, and the fourth one was an absolute disaster. That was the king of the disasters.
Wow.
Baldwin the First, who led the Fourth Crusade, didn't even went to the Middle East. Instead of going over there, because they learned from the previous mistakes, they didn't want to go in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
And they conquered Constantinople, which was a Christian city back then. That was the capital of the Byzantine Empire.
Whoa.
So, yeah, and they conquered it. Those people were plundering everything, Christian monasteries and everything. So they were actually killing other Christians. They didn't even went to Jerusalem. They didn't even went to Asia. They barely touched Asia. That's how much of a disaster it was. And back then, the Byzantine emperor asked the then Tsar Kalyan, who was the Bulgarian Tsar, for assistance. That's where the Fourth Crusade ends. It ends over there when Baldwin the First was captured, because this was an absolute madness. They didn't want to go to Jerusalem. They didn't want to conquer, quote-unquote, the Holy Land.
Yeah.
Because they knew that they weren't ready for the climate. They're covered in iron. What do you think will happen if you're covered in iron in the middle of the desert? You're not going to have a nice time. They were riding horses.
Wow.
You don't ride a horse in the desert. That's why they're riding camel. Do you have any idea how much water a horse needs? A lot. You can't carry that much water. And there isn't water in that region.
Wow.
They were definitely not prepared. They knew they weren't prepared. The Pope sent them over there, Innocent III.
Whoa.
And instead of going to Jerusalem, they just decided to take over Constantinople and start over.
The Pope, this is interesting. You said the Pope sent them over there?
The Roman Catholic Church was ridiculously powerful.
Yeah.
It was powerful for centuries. And basically, the Pope in Rome it was like an emperor of Europe.
Whoa.
He crowned kings. He removed kings. That's how powerful the Pope was. And he's been that powerful. The papacy had enormous power over the entire continent.
That sounds even like the Pope was not a godly man, nor serving as the voice of God.
Of course it wasn't.
Yeah.
He was a politician. Not different from any other.
Yeah.
The Pope was definitely not godly. And even during when Ottomans conquered the eastern part of Europe, even the Ottoman Sultan had to be on good terms with the Pope. Although they were Muslims, they weren't Christians, they were not obliged to, but even he had to follow the rules of the Pope. That's how powerful the papacy was for centuries. I either call you or Mr. Peterson, I don't remember. Because you're highlighting this transgender ridiculousness that's going on. And either you or I don't remember. I told you that if you see the pictures, the drawings, the statues in that time in Europe, the men were having wigs and long hair. The royalty was wearing makeup and rings and all kind, looking like a woman.
Yeah.
Like that was basically the point, right? Because the image of the man was, yes, you can see it. Well, you can see it even in the beginning of your nation. You can see your presidents and the higher up. Everybody were wearing wigs.
Yeah, long haired wigs, sort of white wigs. Wow. Yes. And the notion was to look like women?
Because the image of the man was rough and uncivilized. So in order to look more civilized, they had to look like quote-unquote women. That was coming from the papacy. That ended when Napoleon Bonaparte became the emperor of France, and he sent one of his generals to arrest the Pope. Because to say something like that, the image of the man is rough and wrong and ugly, according to not only according to Napoleon, but that back then that was the point. To insult the image of the man is to insult the image of God. So Napoleon arrested the Pope in crimes against God. This is when everything changed. A few years afterwards, everybody were with short hair. A few decades later, everybody were having a mustache or a beard.
Yeah.
You know how it is. You can see the timeline. So, you know, this is just a side note, but back then, the Crusades were definitely not a good idea. The first one was justified.
Right.
The first one was successful.
And you know what's interesting when you say that? I read a little bit about the Crusades on, like, Wikipedia or something, okay? I'm dumb. But, and I saw that the first one was the only one that had any significance in terms of what they gained and what they kept, were able to keep. And the other ones weren't. So it that indicates that, you know, when you do something that's good the first time and then you try to replicate that, it never works out like that because God is not in those second and third tries. It's your ego, whereas God may have been in the first thing that you did.
I would like to disagree with you
on
this one, although I agree. The second, the third, and especially the fourth one, that was a disaster. That one was so ridiculous and stupid. I can't describe it, and not for the lack of words. But that one was... And again, I'm not judging based on modern point of view.
Of course,
you don't have to be a genius to know that being covered in iron, stuck in the middle of a desert is not a good military strategy.
Yeah.
And I'm not a military genius, but, you know. But I disagree with you, because during the Second and the Third Crusade, especially, although they were disasters, true, correct, I'm not arguing, but this was the peak of the Knight Templar. And thanks to the Knight Templar, the poor fellow soldier of Christ, that was their name, the poor fellow soldier of Christ from the Temple of Solomon, the name was too long, so they were named Knights Templar. They were those that are designing the modern banking system. And I really like the modern banking system. So, you know, it wasn't a complete disaster.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, there's other aspects of stuff that you do that are fine and good. But interesting, man. Well, thank you for little history lesson on that.
Well, you're more than welcome. And as always, Mr. Hake, thank you for taking my call. Kind regards to your audience and your colleagues. And God be with you, sir.
Thank you. Denny in Bulgaria. Take care, man.
Likewise. Goodbye.
Bye. You know, something that Denny said about the first versus second, third, and especially the fourth Crusades reminds me of musicians. And shout out to the musicians. But you know, some musicians, their best stuff is their first, and then the rest of it stinks. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I think it is oftentimes. They call it the sophomore slump because their first album, so good, so fresh. And then the second album is somebody trying to exploit them or them trying to exploit their success and try to repeat it. And it's just uninspired. And it's not fresh. It's trying to, it's like a bad copy. Or if they try to change too much, whatever. It's all ego involvement, like I said earlier with Denny in Bulgaria, who talked about these crusades. The first one had some lasting success, and the second one's third, and especially the fourth, disaster. And I'm not, like Denny in Bulgaria, I don't And shout out to the musicians. Some people just get better and better and better. Maybe. Maybe if it's from God or whatever. God gave you. Rock stars are told your talents come from God, which is a line from a Frank Lenz song. I'm shaking my head. But, you know, isn't it sort of interesting? It's kind of like part of the laws of nature, too. Be in the moment, be present. And if you're meant to keep on making great music, keep at it. If you're meant to dominate those Muslims as Christian soldiers, then keep at it. But if there are signs that you're not supposed to do that, and have some common sense, even on a physical level. Did you guys catch Hake's appearance as an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson show? Joelle Friday brought some interesting conversation over there. Joelle Friday said that in this instance, the Ethan Crumbly, 15-year-old, now he's like 17, 18, 2021 or 2022 mass murder in Michigan, the parents should be prosecuted. Quite interesting. I think that what happens sometimes is that there's always an imitation of good, an imitation of holding parents accountable and responsible, an imitation of holding men responsible, an imitation of justice. Satan imitates God, and he will try to fool you into agreeing with stuff. And they'll use these off-the-beaten-path cases or these unusual or interesting cases where the parents did fail the son, but not like that. It reminds me of this abortion thing going on with abortion. They use these cases of, R-word, ape ray, or incest, these emotional things, or these cases of where the mother she may not be able to have kids if she doesn't get this abortion later on. Now she won't be able to have kids later on, or something like that. Living in the future, living in your fear, living in feeling sorry for the rough situation that some of these gals are in for when they get their abortions. But most abortions are not anything about that. But they use these ones in order to wedge, and then they wedge it and open it wide up. Open up the laws wide up to be abused for people to sacrifice their children. Sean says, the Crusades were cool, but I like their early work. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kind of like my friends, my cool friends who knew music. Do you like Blink-182? Oh, their early stuff was good. When they, after they sold out and went mainstream, I don't like them anymore. Terrible. Like the first abortion might have had a reason that you could debate about. But the rest of these are not even up for debate. Most of them, you know? Ape Ray does not necessarily bring about a pregnancy prey. Have a kid, Hakes, is JB live? We'll see. We'll see what happens. New Blink is awesome, says Jeremy. I have some cool Hake music to share with you guys down the road there. Down the road here. It is going to be Work Hard Wednesday. And I'm bringing back Volmar Wednesday. You know, though, speaking of Christianity, speaking of it, there is this thing. There is this trend going on in which a lot of us are playing like we support Putin. And I don't think most of us are actually supporting him. But Putin acts like he's Christian, because Partly you could say because, who knows why. But many, if a politician is playing Christian, it's because it's politically expedient to play Christian. I saw this on X. Martyr Maid posted this on X. He's a competitor. Podcasts. He makes a podcast occasionally. Marsh, he knows a little bit of history, or he's read a little bit of history. Marzer Meir and other realists often say that we should be friendly with Russia to leverage the relationship up against our actual peer competitor, China. This view fails because China has an economy, a whole lot of people, and they're buying up our land. They're involving themselves in Mexico and everywhere. Heavily. This view fails to understand the regime's perspective, the regime of America, quote-unquote, which is against most Americans, okay? The regime of America is against, really, all Americans. They're Satan-led, so they're not even in their own best interests. They're in hell, H-E double toothpicks. Western elites are not mainly thinking about power politics, in terms of, at least not in terms of economy. They're thinking about how to hold on to power in their own countries. Russia, while not a geopolitical competitor of America, provides Westerners with a relatable example showing that it is possible to have leaders prioritize their own people and culture on some level, right? That build churches rather than blaspheme them, if you can blaspheme a church, right? Build churches, because Putin, there was this, you know what? I actually have some screenshots of this. Bum, bum, bum. I think it's in the other folder. Russia Putin talk X, blah, blah, blah. There's pictures of these churches. It's kind of deep in those folders there, Hassan. Russia Putin X talk, which is Twitter. Blah, blah, blah. Pictures of these beautiful churches, they're like cathedrals that Russia is building. The government. They don't have separation of church and state, apparently, maybe. Not that we're supposed to. And defend traditional values rather than wage war against them. Now, Russia is being subverted. The young people are falling for the LGBT and all kinds of mess, too. The whole world is going in this, on some level, much of the world is falling into this mess. And among the Muslims, it's their women who are falling into this stuff. Look at this beautiful church. There's a picture of Jesus. And that's what he really looked like. No, I'm kidding. I don't know if that's Jesus. It looks like it might be. Cool, huh? I think that might be new. Wow. Sort of an interesting point from Martyr Maid. He continues, Westerners have been trained to think these things are impossible, that it's impossible to have a secular government that isn't anti-Christian. And the regime's power is built on that assumption. China is too culturally foreign and generally incomprehensible ever to serve as an effective example for Western populations. Thus, Russia is perceived correctly as the greater threat. Interesting, huh? Russia pretending like they're Christian friendly, or maybe they really are. Huh? At least pretend to be friendly with us. Don't be openly anti-Christian, pushing the gay agenda down everybody's throats, forcing people to bake the gay cakes and make the gay bouquets and all that stuff, forcing them to pushing these evil anti-discrimination laws down people's throats. And it was, and he quote tweeted these pictures were posted by Nina Byzantina on X, a new cathedral outside Moscow dedicated to the Russian Armed Forces has been consecrated. Only the Church of Christ the Savior plus St. Isaac's exceeded its height in Russia. So it's the third tallest one. Its domes are dedicated to the patron saints of each branch of the armed forces, with Christ in the main dome. Okay, so here are the replies. Hassan is showing these replies here. Joe Mama, Goldbugger, posted, Putin is a mob boss in charge of a country. A mob boss. Without rigged elections. Whoa, 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 I disavow that. No elections are rigged. At least, oh, but this is Russia. Okay, so it's okay to say that. Russia would have gotten rid of him years ago. Full stop. And so Martyrmaid said, that's absurd. Totally uninformed, detached from reality. Is Putin a mob boss? He used to be in the KGB. Was he part of the FSB, the new KGB? That's their version of the CIA. I guess. I don't know that stuff. Zavuzi Nadol. I don't know what that means. Zakusivat Nadol. You don't understand it. You don't know anything about Russia or Ukraine. Stick to what you know. I know how to block. So he blocked him. And this person is cussing. Sorry, kids. But at least he's misspelling his cuss words. Or autocorrect is misspelling them. What was interesting about this interaction is, you know, I have in my chat, I have my Joe Mama Goldbugger is Kevin Howe, who's very anti-Putin, I think. He's a good gangster, Hake. So go to the next reply. Martyr Maid blocked him. And so this guy gets all up on his high horse about a simple disagreement about some other country that doesn't even really matter. And this guy's like, all hoity-toity. This is how I'm reading it anyway. Maybe he's whatever. Maybe I'm misreading it. Sadly predictable. Don't be fooled, folks. Like David Sacks, Daryl Cooper. Daryl Cooper is the real name of Martyr Maid, okay? Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, I guess. Cooper, I remember that now that he said that, has been conned into regurgitating Kremlin propaganda. Most of his takes are the opposite of reality. And he shows a screenshot where he's been blocked. Conned? I never understand what one would gain from pointing out Russia is not worth fighting, says St. Bleach. It's always possible not to fight the local mob. Come to an understanding, but there's the mob boss, blah, 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 blah. As a mob boss, the mob boss will see your acquiescence as a weakness, not magnanimity. Magnanimity, whatever. Magnanimous. I think that's an anchor baby word. It is thus either a naive or self-serving attitude not to fight. And I'm like, America is pretending like we're not fighting Russia, but we kind of are. How many countries has Russia bombed and starved and sanctioned? How many is the United States? Americans are the real terrorists, says this C. Schmidt enjoyer. And I don't agree about that. I mean, you could call it terrorism because it's violence with a political motive, right? Violence with a political motive, they call it terrorism. And all wars have a political motive. So, I don't know. Here are some other replies. So moving on from those people bickering and playing, like, I don't see what it matters. This person says, I don't know, I kind of get your point. Russia has been an effective boogeyman for deranged libs. That's for sure. But Russia is also a dysfunctional petrostate, meaning they rely on oil, I guess. That's what they get their money from, I guess. That the smartest people can't flee, and that it has high abortion and very low fertility rates and is undergoing a population collapse, says cuddled affluent professional. So to me, that's like, what's the difference between that and every other country? Many countries are having a population problem. Lots of abortions, lots of decline. The men-to-women ratio is a mess in some of these countries. Not good. That is a mess. Fair point. So these churches that it's building, maybe it's like the last gasp of Christianity, of a, trying to hold on to Christianity in the in Russia, because there's people who are nostalgic for religion. And this actually, this statement came out around the day, around Easter time. Hard to swallow this argument from our newly minted, hard to swallow this argument on our newly minted National Day of Transgender Visibility, formerly known as Easter, because it fell on Easter this year. And the evil Biden embraced it. And evil Fairfax County, Virginia embraced it. Why would any country in the world trust the United States? Somebody asks. It's a good point. It's a good, well, no, it's a good question. Especially under people like Biden and all them. And the deep state has proven to be, thank you, Hassan, appreciate that. The establishment or the bureaucracies, whole bunch of government employees who are just kind of dumb liberals, all acting like they're Marvel heroes, and which they basically are Marvel heroes, because Marvel heroes are dumb and lame and not Christian. And all self-important. I haven't really watched many movies of those movies. And they hate the man who wants to help America, quite obviously wants to help America in a good way as its custodian, also known as president. Our greatest president, Trump. We love the American people, not the government. The people are not the government, says Pete. That's right, Pete, in the chat. I've seen Kevin Howe and others in the chat, or Kevin Howe in the past, say, oh, there's this blame America thing, this blame America. Well, America has some stuff there to blame for. Just as I remember the liberals were about blaming America for 9/11, right? Oh, 9/11 happened because America's been meddling in the Middle East. And it did, you could say it kind of provoked that stuff, that on some level. Maybe there were some wrong things we did in the Middle East that were sort of provocative. And that's not the people, that is some evil people in the government who are not. Well, I mean, people are evil everywhere. And that's that. What a mess. Anyway. Joe in Phoenix, Arizona is on the line here. Joe, thank you for calling. What's up, man? How you doing?
Good morning, James.
Hey.
Well, I tell you, Romans 12:29, I really have to thank my pastor, buddy, for that.
Yeah.
After all the attacks I've had the last few days on your show.
Oh, you've been attacked? You felt attacked on your show? On my show?
Let's see. I've been called a drug addict, an alcoholic, some kind of pervert.
He took those back, though. He repented after that.
I hate white people with his nonsense.
Oh, I don't take that one back. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. So you think God's going to take judgment on people commenting on your views?
If you bear a false witness, absolutely.
But they have an opinion about, well, that guy, the guy who said the stuff about the drugs and the perversion and all that stuff, he took that back, and I called him out on that, obviously. So you didn't even have to mention that again, because he apologized for that one.
I must have missed the apology.
Oh, yeah, because did you hear me call him out right away for that?
Actually, I did not. I just wasn't listening very closely.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Do you really think I hate white people, James? Just as crazy.
I think that, yes, I think you hate white people. Can I elaborate?
Sure, go ahead.
Because you believe in racism, and you have shown signs of a nasty, angry side, and that's a sign of hatred within you. And you've
For
shown
white people
hatred. Period.
Okay.
And when
so believing racism exists means I hate white people.
Yeah. Believing racism exists is an anti-white assumption.
That's just insane, James. Racism can be against anyone.
I agree with you. If I agree with racism existing, period. I agree mm-hmm. with that. Everybody can judge people rightly or wrongly and find patterns among the different races.
Agreed. So there you go. So
that's not racism, though. But that's right or wrong. People can be people can judge people rightly or wrongly.
Call it what you want. I think your listeners get confused because I'm always calling in to go against the things that you and Jesse are saying about most. Well, more Jesse than you, most black people.
Uh huh.
You said yesterday that Jesse's trying to bring love.
Yes.
And that's my issue.
He is bringing love. He's showing love.
We disagree on that. When you say most black people are retarded, most black people are evil, no black person are not capable of earning higher education, that's not love, James. Those are just lies, and they're evil lies at that. That is not love.
It is love.
James, lying
Do you ever misstate something in the midst of telling the truth to somebody?
Yeah, you want to downplay it as being imprecise or not quite accurate, and that's nonsense, James. When you say most black folks are retarded, most black people are evil because they voted for Obama, I mean, that's just the same evil lie.
You're going to have to talk to JLP about this because you're speculating about his heart and mind. And
I'm talking about what you said about that.
We've gone over this.
That is not love, James.
We've gone over this a bunch of times, but you don't recognize love because you're a hater.
That's just insane.
How is it insane when you...
I've never said a single hateful word about white people because I don't have any hatred for any group of people. That's just insane.
You once accused me of living in a ratty hotel, ratty apartment. Was that hate?
Why did I say that, James?
Was that hate?
Why did I say that? Why did I say that, James?
No. Why was it hate?
No. Well, was I responding to you mocking my stroke? I sure was.
What? Now you're making stuff up.
No, that's exactly what happened.
No, you've multiple times you've said that.
No, only one time when I saw the video of you when you Skyped in one time or Zoomed or whatever you did. And that was only after you mocked my stroke. That is it.
No, I didn't. And I never mocked your stroke either.
You 100% did.
No, I did not.
But getting back to the issue.
No. Let's correct the record on this first.
You go ahead.
Okay, so when I brought up your stroke, I showed that as a physical sign of your spiritual anger.
No, you didn't. See, when I told you that, it was due to...
I said it was due to anger.
No, I said it was due to hereditary high blood pressure. You shut up real quick. So,
no, I didn't. I didn't shut up real quick. You said you were trying because you said you were trying to be all things to all people.
Exacerbated it, but I've always
exactly.
Had high blood pressure.
And that comes.
I didn't.
And that comes from what?
Not what
emotions.
It's not what you said.
Yes, it is what I said. We're arguing about something that went down 3 years ago, and. Or whenever that was, I don't even remember. Maybe it was 4 or 5 years ago. But
longer than that, yeah.
Yeah, so you're making up stuff about my heart and pretending like your vitriolic lie about where I live was justified because it was vitriolic. And you said
back.
It more than once.
I struck back because you mocked my medicalness that almost killed me. That's all.
Romans 12:19, Joe from Phoenix. Thought you were a Christian.
Yeah.
now that you are a Romans 12:19 Christian, are you going to stop lashing back when you're offended?
I said I would attempt to. I'm certainly not perfect.
And I stand.
I didn't call. I haven't attacked the people who said all those things about me.
And I stand by what I said about the stroke. I get that human beings have weaknesses. I have physical weaknesses and stuff, right? But the root of it is living wrong. And that's anger.
You're not a doctor, and that's nonsense.
You can deny it all you want, but that was not mocking. You can accuse me of mocking, but that's not what I was doing. I was making a point about anger.
you can believe it all you want to, but it's an absolute lie. It's not based in any kind of scientific facts. I'll go right ahead.
Mm. Well, that's crazy. Okay. Science says anger is bad for you.
Realistic is what it is.
Science says anger is bad for you.
So again, tell me how saying most black people are retarded is love, James. How's that love?
Because in a sense, it's true.
In a sense.
Yeah, because you too are R-worded, etarded, Ray, by your anger and judgment and intellectualism.
And that's another lie your listeners love to say. Nothing. You guys only think I'm angry because I debunk and go against all the nonsense that you and Jesse say about most black people. That's it. And they don't want to hear that. They're only happy when they think, like some callers have said, that, oh, black people are poor and in the hood and poverty-stricken and gangs and drugs and nonsense.
That's
and
all true.
They don't like hearing, you know, a black man who's articulate and intelligent and wealthy and wise and did a great job raising his family and has great morals and values. By the way, I don't drink. I don't do drugs. I've never had a drop of alcohol, people. So try again.
He already took that back, man. You don't want to believe me. You heard the bad thing, but you didn't hear the correction on that. It's interesting. Yeah, you're intellectual and you're blind and you're an angry person. But you're blind to it. I get it.
You have to make all that nonsense up, James, because you don't have anything to actually debate on the actual points. And by the way,
but you don't have any actual points.
Oh, wow.
You changed the subject.
I've debunked so much of your nonsense over the years, and I'm funny.
I don't think you've debunked one thing. You just changed the subject.
Because you're blind.
You say whites do it too, and there are blacks who aren't doing it. All your point is.
Nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
It's the truth.
You are so blind.
That's what I just said about you, man.
Okay.
How old are you, if you don't mind my asking?
You know, I'm in my mid-50s.
Gen X.
Alex Jones, he said that he was attacked with free speech. Wrong, James. What he was convicted of was defamation. I know you don't know the legal definition of that. But when you say lies over and over again, you're targeting a specific person. That's why he owes $1 billion.
That's
and
dumb.
By the way,
do you believe in the Eighth Amendment?
The Eighth Amendment. I believe in all the amendments.
Do you know what the Eighth Amendment is offhand?
I would have to look it up again.
No, it has to do with no exorbitant bail or fines.
Okay.
Would you agree that $1 billion is an exorbitant bail, a fine?
Absolutely not. He did it repeatedly.
Repeatedly means $1 billion?
With malice, absolutely.
With malice?
Yeah. That's why I keep telling you.
See, this is hatred. This is your hatred coming out.
You can brush it off and
say,
oh, girl,
that?
You know,
did you see that little report?
HR 350 is not real. Keep brushing it off, James. Keep doing that.
Did you see that little report from the FBI or CIA? CIA officer / former FBI, according to Sound Investigations, and I don't know if this is true, but it has a video footage of this purported former CIA or CIA officer, former FBI, saying anyone in jail, set them up, we call it a nudge. We did what we wanted with Alex Jones, took his money away, chopped his legs off.
Mm-hmm.
He estimates 20 undercover FBI agents at January 6th. I don't know if that's true, but that's what this purported video claims. And he works with some of them now at the CIA.
Are you talking Jan 6 or Sandy Hook?
Both. Alex Jones and J6 and all that. FBI uses embellished news, fake social media, and really get people mad.
Well, law enforcement is allowed to lie and set up criminals. Absolutely. That is legal.
Yeah. And what about, isn't that incitement?
That wasn't the case.
Isn't that incitement?
That wasn't the case. No, it's not, James.
It's not incitement?
Totally different.
That's incitement.
No,
Because you accused Alex Jones last time of incitement, my competitor.
He got convicted of defamation. And the reason why he's still on air is because he has bankruptcy laws protection right now. But that will run out eventually.
You are a mean, nasty, vindictive person, Joe in Phoenix.
Well, you can have your opinion. That's all, it's all false and ridiculous, but you can have your opinion, James.
No, man.
He was convicted in a court of law because of the things he said, the lies that he said, targeting the parents that put them at risk.
I don't watch him. I haven't really watched his show, mm-hmm. and I don't think that you have either. You've just swallowed a whole bunch of propaganda. You are a useful idiot of the government and the establishment.
Attack all you want, James. The law is the law. Watch that documentary I showed you and you'll see for yourself.
I don't know if I'll watch it. I might get around to it.
If you want to be informed, go ahead. Otherwise, just keep attacking me.
That's not information. It's one side.
It's from his mouth directly. It's not
I know, but it's cherry picked.
It's showing the actual trial.
It's cherry picked.
No, it isn't. It is not.
How do you know that? How do you know that if you don't even watch his show?
Because I'm more familiar with the law than you are. That's why.
But you're not familiar with Alex Jones's show. So it's cherry picked.
I'm familiar with watching someone on the stand testify. Yes, that I am familiar with.
That means that you are closing your eyes and ears and singing la la la. La la la, I believe the government. I'm a sucker. Alex in California has a comment for you. Do you want to talk to him?
Sure, bring him on.
Alex in California, you are live with Joe in Phoenix, Arizona.
Good morning, Alex.
Alex, are you there? Oh, Alex isn't.
I can hear you, Alex. Go ahead.
Okay. So yesterday, we weren't bashing you or attacking you. I was actually saying that you seem to be like a pretty successful and well-established person. I feel like you don't have to worry about like black crime and black issues because you don't really have to identify with that because you made a good life for yourself. But I just don't see the point of identifying
I don't identify with that. The problem is, I'm sure you've heard of Dylann Roof, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was motivated, his own words, he was motivated by false stats and lies that he read online that are very similar to some of the things that JLP says. Not so much hate, but more JLP. That's what I mean by putting... It's just a fact.
No, it's not.
Oh, it is.
Well, Joe,
did Dylann Roof say it was false?
Like, if you're on social media, you have to be aware of all the videos daily. I mean, there's got to be at least 20 to 30 videos I see daily of groups of black people either fighting, shooting each other, stealing stuff from stores. It's kind of undeniable.
Yeah.
Like, Alex,
do you
watch videos of outlawed motorcycle gangs also? Those are almost all white. Do you watch those videos?
Can you
also
find video after video after video after video after video of that, Joe?
100%, yeah. 100%.
I'm just scrolling and the videos pop up. 100%. I'm not looking specifically for it.
You're a liar.
It comes up.
Well, there you go. Hey, shut up. Just be quiet. You're trying to stir the pot.
No, but you're a liar. You're pretending that white crime is just as rampant as black crime, and it's not.
No, those words never came out of my mouth.
Like, white people don't
identify
with black people.
I just said...
Neither do I, Alex. I never identify with black criminals. I'm the first one to say black crime is wrong.
Then why do you bring up white crime when we bring up black crime?
Because my point is, it depends on what you're looking for. Alex was saying, well, why don't I see these videos, Joe? Because that's what you're looking for, Alex. And that
he's not looking for that.
Like, I'm trying to say I'm not looking for those videos. I'm just innocently scrolling through Facebook reels. And 20 to 30 of them happen to be black people doing crazy stuff. I don't even want to see it, to be honest. I actually don't want to.
Yeah, same here. I don't like some. I don't even show it on my show anymore, hardly.
And Alex, you think that's coincidence, do you?
I don't believe in coincidence theories.
There you go. So it's not a coincidence. So you're seeing that for a reason. That's the narrative being pushed, even though there are plenty of other groups doing that kind of crime as well. And that
not to that level.
Defending.
Even if there is, Joe, I'm white.
Changing the subject.
There's a saying that
whites
white people
do it
are
too.
School shooters the most, but I don't identify with school shooters, so I don't care. But why do you care when someone makes comments about a black criminal? It's not you. You don't have to identify with other people.
Great point.
It's not a black criminal. But when someone says that most black people are violent and evil and support crime, that's just crazy and insane, Alex, and it's not true.
But what about all the black people who disagree with you and say what Hayek's saying because they're tired of it too?
Tired of what?
They're tired of living around people who are violent and shooting each other because they bumped into each other's shoulder while walking on the sidewalk. You know, they're tired of the stealing. That it's, you know, people are tired of it too who live there. I see it.
Well, sure. There are certainly problems in the ghetto. Don't live in the ghetto. And I'm the first one to say black crime and all that. Again, I've been in the south side of Chicago. So I've been in the hood. And that kind of nonsense, no one hates that more. It's like Chris Rock said, no one hates N-words more than good, honest, hardworking black folks. And I agree with that 100%.
See, you're a hateful person.
Well, it's comedy, first of all, James, and not hateful.
Yeah, you are.
Just the point. No, okay.
Great point, yeah. Alex, in California, man.
I don't know, you're a well-established, successful man. I just don't think you got to worry about that stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
But I do have to go because I'm with a client right now.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, take care. Bye.
You know, James, if you recall, there was that subway shooter years ago. A black guy shot up a bunch of white folks, and he was an NOI follower. He was radicalized by Farrakhan. The same type of nonsense. It goes both ways.
Farrakhan pushes anger. JLP pushes love and forgiveness. So you can
by calling folks retarded and evil and stupid and
it's funny. You've said the R word more times. You've said the R word more times than JLP or Haig has. You're the one pushing.
I'm pushing hatred. I'm just repeating his word.
Yeah, that's what the liars who smear our greatest president do when they repeat the grab him by the private parts. Trump said that one time in private, and these dirty, filthy people are repeating it in public because they have no class and they hate the president.
Well, we'll see what happens.
So you're repeating something that you took offense to, and you're proving him right about you.
I've actually said, and you and I have discussed this. I don't know if we can believe Eugene Carroll. We've agreed on that.
I know, but you're proving Jesse right about you in that you're turning R-worded.
I'm saying his own words. It's ridiculous. He says those evil things that it's not love. You can't say.
I gotta go, man. Nice talking with you, Joe in Phoenix. Nice talking with you. It's boring. It's darkness. There's no light. And it's time for Work Hard Wednesday. Anyway, guys, Starflyer 59, happy birthday, John. I hope you enjoy this, you musical Philistines. It's from the 2002 album, Can't Stop Eating. I hope you enjoy it, you musical Philistines. I'll be right back to your calls. You can call in right now. And your super chats. Happy birthday, John. Starflyer 59.
Has your sweetheart gone? She left today with 1 week's pay and a boy she calls your son. Let's not wait for your invitation. Pour yourself a drink. What happened?
Me through that beautiful music. Shout out to Starflyer 59. What's up, Bethany, over in the Facebook crew? Nice to see you. Let me check for some super chats before I get back to calls, guys. Some of you guys are on hold. Appreciate that. Let's see. On buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport, Santino bought 5 coffees asking, quote, "What's the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?" You can't hear an enzyme. Interesting. Huh. Baffling. Popcorn's Thumpkeg asks with a coffee, "Is there a reason why you are so comfortable accusing other people of being angry or hating others like Joe? But when someone accuses you of having anger or heart or hate, you say, 'You don't know me,' or 'Focus on yourself?'" Question mark. "You always preface your responses about love by saying, 'If I love anybody,' almost as an escape hatch that you hop into when you're asked about whether or not you have anger or love. Definitely a beta move to hang up on Joe." Says a beta. "A reason I'm so comfortable accusing others of having hatred." Yeah, I mean, it's quite clear that Joe from Phoenix is a hate-filled person, indeed. And the people who hate Joe, hate-filled people. Arguing with Joe, insane. If I love anybody, then I do love Joe, or blacks, or whatever. It's the truth, Popcorn's Thumpcake. I can tell the truth. When someone accuses you of having anger or hate. I don't know. Depends on what they catch me doing. Either they're right or they're wrong. Popcorn's Thump Keg. A beta move to hang up on Joe? Whatever, man. You don't know me. I had gone on with him like multiple times, and he was saying about JLP for the nth time, ad nauseum. Oh, Jesse, me. And I didn't want to hear it anymore. I could talk to Joe for 2 hours, but people would be sick of it. And there would be no light in it, because it would just sink deeper and deeper into two egos fighting. And Joe's never going to see the truth. As long as he's busy opening his mouth is open too wide to see. So you can call it beta to hang up on him. I hang up on a lot of people. actually. It's been a little while. But I think it was justified. I don't know. Whatever. How are you okay calling evil people evil? I mean, what an audacity, says Falcon Ing. What's up, Falcon Ing? Nice to see ya. Let me double check over on Rumble for any Rumble rants. Appreciate that, Popcorn Stump Keg. That handyman says, hashtag the Great American Trade over on Rumble. If you don't stand for America and the Constitution, we will trade you with another citizen from another country that believes in America and the Constitution. American flag emoji. Wow. Hey. Interesting. The Great American Trade. If you don't stand for America and the Constitution, we will trade you with... Oh, okay. Oh, okay, so this is like fantasy, that handyman, that you wish that you could do, maybe? Shout out that handyman. It would be wonderful. Trade. We'll give you Obama, and you give us, Putin. Anyway. Artie Art from Ohio is on the line here. Art in Ohio, how you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
Hey, what's up with hate?
Not much. How about you?
Man, I said with the F-bomb is up with hate.
All is well, man.
Man, my main Mickey man, Hanky Hake, with a nice hair doing that. Ain't nobody been touching your hair, had they, big dog?
No, not just Hake and the Lord and Mother Nature's breeze, cool breeze, ocean breeze.
Already. Hands off the merchandise.
That's right.
Straight up.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. Nah, man, I just want to call in and check on you and stuff. I ain't talked to you in a little bit.
Nice, man. It's good to hear from you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You been all right?
I have. Indeed, I have.
That's what's up. So what was Joe talking about? He was basically saying, what was he saying about all black people are retarded? Is he saying all or he's saying some?
He's saying most are. And he's...
Then you disagree with it?
And I disagree with him. No, what happened was he's quoting JLP as having said that most are. Because JLP mm-hmm. said that in a video that went viral. And somebody challenged him on that, and he said, you know, most of the births are out of wedlock among the blacks. Is that our word?
Yeah.
Most vote for Democrats, Obama and all that. 90%, 96%, 98% in some precincts. Is that our word? Then, yes, it is. Go ahead.
Didn't he vote for Joe Biden, though, too?
Oh, Joe in Phoenix? I don't know. I know he voted for Obama.
I thought he said that he voted for
Biden
too.
He may have. I know he thinks Trump is a bad president.
Yeah. Yep, for sure. So I mean, if he did vote for him, I mean, he's putting himself in the same category, but I agree with him though. On what he's saying, I say about most. It's about a 70-30. 70% of them are R-word.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking about races.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with him on the most part, and I don't understand how that's even a debate or whatnot. I mean, I agree with him. I see a lot of stuff that be going on the internet too or whatnot, and I understand the agenda where they pushing it to the forefront to where they make us see it because they trying to push that agenda or whatnot, just like they push other agendas or whatnot as far as the white man is bad and the Derek Chauvin, crucify the white man, or the analogy how they doing with Trump trying to attack one white man when me and you and everybody else know what the real deal is with that or whatnot.
Yeah.
And you know something else I figured out, hey, too, like a while ago, a long time ago, I was in the position to where I was like, man, I gotta wake the people up or whatnot. I'm not saying literally. I'm kind of literally and figuratively talking about the situation or whatnot. Where I'm like, I gotta explain my point of view or whatnot because they don't understand Trump is a good man. And I come to realize they don't care to want to understand. Most of them already know Trump didn't do anything.
Right.
They just rolling with the devil and rolling with the crowd. And they just want somebody to try. They just want to try to bring one white man down to bring the rest of the white man down. And they're trying to use him as the example.
You can't reason with some people and you can't force them to see. You have to let them stay blind.
Yeah. Yep. They want to be blind. And most of them already know, just like I said, they already know Trump ain't did nothing wrong, but they so caught up on that Democratic plantation that they just willing to go. They got that liberal black mindset. Oh, if you black, I'm rolling with you. And if you white, I'm rolling with you. They don't care whether you right or wrong. They go off the skin color. They don't care if you American or they, because most blacks don't consider themselves as Americans.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
All right, hold on a second. Pardon my strange interlude. I have a friend in the, hey, good to see you, man. Appreciate you stopping by.
Can we show your shirt on the air?
Sure. Yeah. Come over here next to me, I think.
Okay.
And we'll, this is my buddy.
Ultra MAGA, baby.
Ultra MAGA. MAGA Ultra. It says Superior
Ultra
American
MAGA.
Freedom.
Yes, sir. 2024.
Ultra MAGA. Hey.
2024. Nice to see you too, man.
2024.
Oh yeah, you want to see your face? You want to dox your face?
Good looking as the head.
Twins.
I'm the older brother.
Nice.
Nice seeing you guys.
Yeah, good to see you too. Right on. Okay.
Are you on the air?
Yeah, I'm on the air right now.
You live?
Yep, I'm live right now. Okay, Art, we're back. A buddy of mine stopped in.
Always good to hear from an old buddy.
Yep.
But man, that's all I wanted with. Now you keep up the good work, and we still rolling with Trump, and I'm still rolling with Hake, and I'm still rolling with JLP, Joel, and Nick, and everybody at the show or whatnot. So you keep your head up, keep doing what you're doing, and I'm still rolling with you, man, brother.
Yep, I know that. Art, appreciate you, man. Take care.
Already. Catch you later, Gator.
Bye. Nice. James in New York is on the line here. James in New York, thank you for calling, man. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
I was listening to your conversation with the guy before, and I don't know. I don't agree that people are saying you're angry by hanging up on him. You actually dealt with him telling you to shut the hell up a few times. He was getting a little angry, so I recognize that you were dealing with that well. So
right on, man.
A big deal to me. But one of the things that I saw when with the documentary, the Alex Jones documentary.
Did you watch it?
Which was like, yeah, I did. But I wasn't having a good time while I was watching it, if that makes sense.
And that's done by HBO, far left extremist HBO, right?
Yeah, and I was watching it, and I'm like, this is incredible that not once during the entire documentary do they mention anything about Adam Lanza, like the real criminal who did the real crime? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just all, like, attacking him for whatever his thing is.
That's so true. Yeah, they act like Alex Jones did the shooting of the school when Adam Lanza is the young man who was separated from his father for 2 years, and he was living with his mother, and he shot and killed his mother, who was a sort of a liberal but a gun nut in this liberal town of apparently a liberal. She had anger, divorced, liberal town of Newtown, Connecticut. And these liberals respond with more liberalism when liberalism is what caused it. And Alex Jones is like my competitor. He's like a Christian. Mm-hmm. He's for family. And I get that he may have his issues, as everybody does, but people are looking down on him, and maybe he said some. Go ahead.
No. I hear what you're saying about that. And when I was watching what was happening, it's like I can agree with Alex in the sense that you know, yeah, this is a very hard situation. It's very sensitive for the parents. I get it. But that doesn't mean you can't question anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be able
right.
to investigate and have a due process for everything. And again, just like with the Bernie Sanders thing, no one sued Bernie Sanders when that senator got shot at that baseball game, you know.
Oh, yeah, he was a Bernie supporter. He's a Rachel.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody sued Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow.
Yeah,
he was a Rachel Maddow fan, right? MSLSD,
yeah,
lesbian woman.
Yeah, and no one was calling for like to arrest Bernie Sanders, and he was able to disavow it. You know, so like to assume that just because you might say something doesn't mean that they can pin someone's actions of what you say. Like you have to like just stick with the insurrection. Donald Trump never told anyone to be violent or to do any kind of destruction.
He told them the opposite.
Exactly. And that's what they're trying to do at the documentary. And one of the crazy things about the documentary is like, which I feel weird is like, if you really want to put this everything to rest, and I understand it's like gruesome, but you just got to publish whatever happened in the school. Like, I think it's important that people see what atrocities, you know, men are able to commit. And also, it will completely shut down any things about things being a lie, because you see the children, you see the horrors that happen. And I know that's a little graphic and gory and stuff, but it's...
That won't
you know,
shut
like,
anything down, because some people are so... Some people, to this day, will people are going to believe what they want to believe. People will believe crazy things, what they're inclined to believe. They'll say, oh, those videos look weird. They look doctored because they're not used to seeing videos like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's doctored. It's AI. You know, they'll say anything, man. That's never going to shut down anything.
Yeah, but I don't see the difference between when we see the war zones in Gaza and Palestine. I don't know how many dead children I've seen crushed by buildings or shot up or people just destroyed. But for some reason, when it's in America, there's some kind of like censorship that, especially like with things that have to do with the Second Amendment rights, or like with the airport security—I forget what the name of that was. The whole reason why they started doing TSA because of 9/11 and everything.
Yeah.
Like for some reason, it takes like really bad events to happen, but no one wants to show any of the stuff that actually happened at the time of the event. They just go off of whatever the messages that they want to put out.
So do you doubt that those things happen? Because it kind of makes sense not to show that stuff. It's kind of extreme.
I know, but that's the way you make differences, you know? Like, and again, like, if no one was dying or if no one was allowed to see the atrocities that was going on in Palestine or the Middle East or any of these places, everything was brushed under a rug.
I haven't seen
any of it. No one would care about what's going on. Oh, you haven't seen any of this
stuff? I haven't seen anything. Because I don't look for it.
Yeah, you don't look for it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the Instagram algorithm hasn't gotten to you yet.
Well, I don't scroll Instagram. That may be a difference.
I know, I gotta go. Yeah, it's different.
if I see somebody posting like the transgender stuff or these gross LGBT things, a lot of conservative accounts will do that. Sometimes I'll unfollow them because I'm not that's disgusting. I'm not trying to look at that stuff.
Nah.
But anyway, I get your point that they are showing that stuff, but they're showing that stuff as partly as propaganda to get views and all that stuff, and it's harder to get that stuff released when it's the cops who are recording it, this stuff. The journalists don't necessarily see the graphic crime scene that the journalists or photojournalists can take the photos. You know, it's the cops' photos, and the cops are not going to release photos necessarily. And nor should they, honestly, in my opinion.
Yeah, I know. It is morbid. It's like very...
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it's very traumatizing, you know? But sometimes that's the only way to get the truth across, you know? Especially when everything that's going on with how they're, like, making events sometimes to make laws, you know, how they do things a little bit. They can certainly exploit.
Why wouldn't these things happen?
Yes.
Why they can exploit something that's happened because they set up society so that society will do it. It's self-destruct itself.
Yeah, and the last thing I wanted to say was with school shootings.
Yeah.
I was thinking that maybe they should teach kids or school teachers that, running away and hiding is, not the way to handle a school shooter. I really feel like, I don't know if you've ever played video games, but if you've ever played Call of Duty Zombies or something, the zombies don't run away from you when you chase them with guns. All these video games, none of the computer that you're playing against or the people you're playing against are running away from you screaming, while you're shooting at them. Uh-huh. Everyone's usually swarming the bad guy or you if you're the person. I think they should teach people just to be look, do you want to die, in a corner crying, or do you want to die sacrificing yourself to stop a bad guy from taking over?
I want
to
live.
Or continuing to kill people.
I want to live, no, and hopefully if there's enough of us swarming the guy, he won't be able to get all of us, and we'll be able to subdue him.
Yeah, exactly, because that's how the video game ends, for people. And people always try and blame it on the video game, video games like Grand Theft Auto or first-person shooters. But if we can make the real-life scenario just as scary as a video game, maybe that will deter, people from doing it. Because, imagine if, the president or whoever governor of a state says, hey, listen, if there's an active shooter, you guys get to, get rid of that active shooter however you want. So if you want to rip them to pieces, that's how you stop them. You rip them to pieces. Or, if you
as punishment or in the act, if you catch them in the act or what?
In the act to stop the crime. But afterwards, put him in prison for the rest of his life.
Or the death penalty.
Now, exactly.
That's interesting. That's why I support people being armed. If people are armed, mm-hmm. then they're not sitting ducks in a barrel.
Yeah.
Ducks in a barrel or fish in a barrel is the real thing, but I call it ducks in a barrel. Easy pickings. You just easy pickings and they can't fight back. And that's mm-hmm. That's partly why they go for the easy, soft targets.
Yeah.
Because they know that they'll get away with it. And then once the police show up, then they can decide whether to surrender peacefully or to take their own life or whatever. Mm-hmm. If people are armed, let people be armed. Stop, defund single mothers, and defund the all these drugs and things that are a mess. a lot of these drugs are being used to prop up people's minds because their minds are going crazy, and then when they don't take the drugs, they flip out and go crazy and listen to the voices and commit these crimes. Especially and get rid of and stop promoting this anger, because anger is what causes the mass shootings. It's not necessarily the mental illness itself. Anger started the mental illness. Anger started the dysfunction. Anger started the Joe from Phoenix holding on to one thing that JLP said, being mad about it to this day. Anger started all this stuff, and anger is not the solution. But these people think anger is the solution. Because they're snakes.
Yeah, and there was one thing when we talked earlier on the initial about the shooting. I remember Joel was
real fast, real fast.
Okay, I'll let you go then. I it's okay. I'll talk to you.
Call me tomorrow
time,
then.
Okay?
Call me tomorrow with that.
Oh, all right, awesome. I'll talk to you tomorrow then.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, bye.
Bye. Jaime in Minnesota. I'm going to try to plow through all these calls. We'll see what I can do. Jaime in Minnesota. Thanks for calling, man. What's up?
Hey, I was initially going to call about Joe, but I think that got handled pretty good.
Yeah.
I just want to say, we love Joe. If we love anybody, we love Joe.
Indeed. And if we don't love Joe, then we don't love anybody, including the whites or the blacks. Nice.
That's right. I guess a comment that he did say, I'll bring up about the $1.5 billion going to the Sandy Hook people. That's way out of proportion.
Yeah, that was ridiculous to hear him justify that.
even if it was, you know, he did get convicted. You know, he did.
Who did?
So, Alex Jones, right? They
okay.
Convicted him.
Convicted, this is the, is that what it's called when it's a lawsuit? Because right now it's just a lawsuit, right?
Oh.
Found liable.
I guess
for,
I'm not up to.
I think it was found liable for defamation or something like that. But found liable.
The case is closed is what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
And he's got to pay it. Well, then that's that.
Is it $1.5 billion now? Whatever it is, it's high. It's ridiculous.
And I think they're going to court again to see if he has to pay that.
Okay.
So he's fighting that. And, you know, I would say, you know, maybe 150 grand would be more, you know, for all the family.
Uh-huh.
Because I think I saw an interview with Alex once, and he was saying, yeah, we played a clip, we got a soundbite of it, and that was it. And most of my content isn't even about that.
Right, I know.
You know?
It's ridiculous.
And, but, you know, they try to break down good guys, you know.
Yeah.
But they say you can't keep a good man down.
True.
Like, what they're trying to do with Trump, they can't keep him down.
Indeed.
Yeah. But yeah, that was
yeah, I wish him well. Hopefully he'll emerge better, not bitter, even though these people are bitter and trying to spread their bitterness to him.
Yeah. And maybe, to Joe, I guess all I got to say is it's not your fault.
Okay. Nice.
It's not your fault, Joe.
What do you mean?
Whatever it is, it's not your fault.
Right on. That's kind.
You ever seen that movie with Matt Damon and...
Oh, gosh. Oh. Is that the Robin Williams one?
At? Yeah, Robin Williams.
No, not I hated fault. That movie. That's lame. It made
well, the
it
guy, you know, the guy's...
he cried and
Matt
they hugged.
Damon character kind of reminds me of Joe. He's an intellectual, thinks he knows it all.
Yeah.
But isn't seeing the spiritual side of things and...
Terrible. Yeah.
It's not your fault, Joe.
All right. Thank you, Jaime in Minnesota. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, but before you go, that thing with that you guys were talking about this morning, I want to say my snap judgment was to blame the parents, and hey, it's a good thing that they're going to jail.
Uh-huh.
But that was that snap judgment, righteous anger, you know. But then the more I heard you guys talk about it, I was like, ah, you know what, I'm on the fence on this.
Okay.
And then... Now I'm on the side where this is wrong. You shouldn't be putting these guys in jail for this.
Okay. Nice, man. Appreciate you, Jaime.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Frederick in Los Angeles, California is on the line here. What's up, Frederick? Hold on. Frederick, are you there? Frederick going once. Hold on. Frederick is not ready, or he's muted or something. Somebody check on Frederick. William in California, been on hold for a long time. William, thank you for calling and holding there. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Jimmy?
Doing fine, Jimmy.
That's good. I had you had a really great show today. Absolutely, we love Joe. Joe is a good guy, man. Joe is a good guy. Joe is the kind of guy that he will still tell me, come on, William, let's go over here and blah, 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 together. He's not a bad guy. And he has a right to have his beliefs, just like we do and anybody else does.
Yeah.
And I was very fired up to hear from my man, Art.
Right on.
I talked to him once. He's just a good guy, man. That is my favorite guy, man, that calls into the show because he brings the smoke.
Yeah.
I love people that bring the smoke. You know, when they bring the smoke, it's usually going to be probably pretty much on point and being the truth.
Yeah, indeed.
But my thing with the black.
Spreading the goodwill among all the callers, including the haters and losers. I like it.
Right. Right. Okay. Now, about all of that, I was speaking to somebody in our chat about a really intense conversation about that particular thing, is that as a black man, my only quirk is that I just don't like certain blacks to be the representation of blacks.
Okay. All right. But
that's not hating. No. Wait a minute. That's not hating on the next. That's respecting the next one's opinion. And that's my opinion. I don't like blacks to be rep the way they are looked at.
I suggest
it's not like, and I do understand what you're saying, you know, the crime, yeah, our crime is off the hook.
The charts.
And it does probably, yeah, it's off the chart. You know, for anybody to not see that, not my problem.
Yeah. I don't think that people should be worried about representation and all that. If you stay an individual, then you're gonna act right, and you'll win people over or not.
As an individual, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. So I mean, you had a lot of guys on here that are like, you know, the guys that I like to listen to. You had David and Denny, and you had Art, and that was a good thing.
Yeah,
these are the right representations of men. And Joe was included in that club. So indeed. Joe's not a bad guy. Joe just has a different opinion about what's going on right now, and that's all.
He's evil. He's blind, but he's just like the rest of us. It's not different. Thank you, William. I appreciate it, man.
All right. Take care, man.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right.
Let me get to Frederick in Los Angeles. You're there, Frederick?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry about that. I was on the other line, but I was watching the chat.
Oh, Lord.
And I was seeing
my name. Hey, man, just hang up when you got to go to the other line. Don't put me on hold. Just a public service announcement.
What? Okay. Yeah, Listen, let me tell you about this. I was going to call about the Constitution, right?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is what I wanted to say. Now, first, the first point is, I don't feel either type of way about the parents going to jail over what their kids did, right?
God's plan, you don't feel anything either way? I think if anybody's honest, nobody does really feel any way about it. They're just, if somebody's mad about it, they're caught up. If somebody's glad about it, they're caught up. So you're not mad or glad about it.
Exactly.
Okay.
My point, exactly. But in the Constitution, the problem with the Constitution and today is when the Constitution was written, it was never intended for black people to defend themselves.
Oh, Lord.
Did you know that?
What are you talking about? You mean the Second Amendment?
Period. The Constitution wasn't written for black. Like, once y'all lost the suppression of black people defending themselves and became citizens, as God's plan wanted it to be, this is what you're going to get.
What?
You don't see it happening. That's why you can't feel no other.
What are we going to get? You said this is what you're going to get. What's that? What's this that we're going to get?
When a people have been deracinated, do you know what that word means? Deracinated?
No.
It means pulled up by the roots.
Oh, okay.
From the soil, is it deracinated? Means like.
All right. I get you. And when the blacks have gotten deracinated or whatever you said, we're gonna get what? Blacks going out of control? What are we getting?
Exactly what you're seeing today. You can't feel no other type of way about it. These people have been lost. Now they've been given the right to defend themselves. And it's like, have you ever seen X-Men Cyclops? They don't have no
vision. I don't think I did.
So when Cyclops looks without his glasses, he's just spraying gunshot switches everywhere. The red rays are just Cyclops. See, I need to put the glasses
Cyclops
on my
is a it's like a Jewish X-Man it's like a character. Jewish superhero, right? Is that what it is?
God.
And so he has X-ray vision or laser vision that destroys stuff.
If you take his glasses off, he can't control it.
All right, and so that's just what like blacks. That. So that's what's happening with the blacks.
Yeah, they don't have their glasses on. They've been deracinated from their spiritual connection with God. They've been brought over here and fed a different agenda of Christianity, and it doesn't fit. So their glasses are red, and they just got insanity. Unconsciousness that Jesse talks about.
That's an interesting theory,
man. Okay, it's the unconsciousness.
Interesting.
Don't you enjoy the unconsciousness?
Interesting theory.
No one has morals and values, so if the unconscious start teaching their kids to kill whitey, their parents shouldn't be going to jail, right?
Say again?
If the black fifth law start teaching their kids to kill whitey, they shouldn't go to jail, should they?
If black parents
start teaching their kids to kill whitey, the parents shouldn't go to jail.
If they teach their kids to kill whitey, they shouldn't go to jail?
That's what we're saying. That's what you and JLP, because they have no morals and values.
Oh, okay.
We're all unconscious.
This is, and this is supposed to be a logical conclusion based on what we're saying.
Yeah, because everybody's unconscious, and we have no morals and values, and we're all sinners, and God's
Thank you, Frederick. Right, the black parents don't belong in jail just because they taught their black kids to hate white people.
If they do in the future, would that be God's plan too? Would you still feel the same way that the parents don't belong in jail?
Whatever will be, will be. I got to run, that's man. That. Nice talking with you.
All right, Hank.
Frederick.
Have a good day.
I paid attention pretty well.
The personality.
I paid attention to your... I didn't tune you out too much.
Good, I like that. Yeah. I want you to know Rika is a personality. It's not real, Frederick. So when Rika plays devil advocate, don't think Rika's racist. I'm just saying.
I see.
Phil, yeah. I'm just like the opposite side of the shoe.
You're like Sasha Fierce to Beyonce.
Think about it this way. Like who?
Sasha Fierce to Beyonce.
No, I'm a Gemini. It's more like... I don't know. Have a great day, Hank.
You too. Appreciate you. Maze, my favorite caller from the sundown town of Dayton, Ohio. Maze, how you doing? Thanks for calling and holding there.
Hello, James.
Hey.
What is a racist, in your opinion?
A racist is man, this... Okay, you stumped me. A racist is somebody who sees things as they are. That's what a racist is.
Oh, to you.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard two versions. I heard one from a black guy says a racist is somebody that care about racist over their people.
Okay.
You're saying, and then as they put it in the book, as you hear someone say, I'm a racist, the Klan would say it all the time.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. So, all y'all can...
And so what was that second definition?
Excuse me?
You said the first definition you heard was somebody who puts their feels... for their people, cares about their people,
yes.
Their race over every other race, okay? Mm-hmm. Sounds like blacks.
And then the definition in the dictionary.
Uh-huh.
Anybody can be one.
Okay.
But then you see more CWPs using the word, saying that people are racist, and I'm looking at them like, really?
Looking at
but
who,
anyway,
like, really?
It gets to my point that I was trying to make. It's like, you got one here talking about a video game. Is that how you communicate with people through video games? Or through YouTube? Or do you...
Video games can be quite instructive. Have you ever flown Nickstream with the American Anchor Baby on his flight?
No, I didn't have it.
How do you know that? I thought you have called into his show when he was flying.
I listen to him, but I don't have to be on the flight. You can listen, but you don't have to be on the flight. You don't have to take your mind there. So mine is not... concentrating on being on a flight.
You have a strong mind.
Not in a plane.
You have a strong mind not to be immersed in the experience of the American Anchor Baby's Nick Stream on Fridays.
With Joe and his opinions, those are his opinions.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to know and the things that Joe know, do the research like he does, because he always tell you to look it up or either go look. And nothing wrong with that. But some of them just come in with no opinions at all and talk in the roof. But as I say, I don't have a dog.
Okay.
I don't like animals. Now, me and Jessica got that in common. We don't like animals, period. Do we?
Well, JLP likes them. He just likes them outside.
No, I'm not talking about Joe. I'm saying
JLP.
That's why JLP. I like them outside too, because that's where they're supposed to be. But some like to have them in the house,
right?
Put them in the beds and all this different stuff.
Yep, it's
so
ridiculous.
That's our opinion on what we like.
Yeah,
and I can care less about how somebody feel about me, and you know that. But I say y'all always talking about God. Is this his plan for y'all to see the things that y'all looking at and putting it on other people, like the whiners do?
Maybe. Maybe.
So if you believe in God, he has a plan, and he puts the way, things the way he wanted to be.
Uh-huh.
And the evil people are having a fit because they don't like to see the turnout. Could that be the problem? Or either you confront it this way.
When you're mad about what is, then yeah, that is a problem. You shouldn't be mad about what is.
Some people, you had to see where you got something from. So some of the stuff, it happened before, or did this just come up? Some of the stuff.
I don't follow you. What are you saying?
In history. Some of the stuff we're looking at, has it ever been done by another group of people, and you got somebody copycat?
Yes. Copycats happen all the time.
Well, maybe that's what we're looking at, a copycat. Copycat.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But then when it comes to the black community.
But, I mean, people just fought. It's not necessarily just copycat. It's Satan is the same God of everybody. So everybody follows Satan and will follow in Satan's ways.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
So
his ways and
fallen state minds think alike, just like great minds think alike. You know how great minds think alike? Fallen state minds think alike, too.
And lost people think alike, right?
Yeah, lost people. That's what I mean.
Addicts think alike. Some people are addicts, and then they turn around and talk about addicts down on the street, but you've been an addict yourself. Or you've been an alcoholic. You sit around and talk about the alcoholics on the street, and you've been an alcoholic yourself, but you're going to look at this one and say, whoa, that was alcoholics over there. But we've been alcoholics when we stopped drinking, but look at them over there.
Huh.
That's what we hear every day when I hear some people talking.
Yeah.
So it
okay.
says God will, it's going to be done.
I kind of tuned you out for a second there.
Oh, I know. Yeah. That's no problem by you tuning me out.
Yeah. No offense. I don't mean to say that.
It don't bother me.
Okay.
But that's why I asked you what was a racist.
Okay.
And people get upset and say there's no such thing.
I don't follow the logic of that's what. But anyway, I did tune out, so it was my fault.
You have mean people and you have good people. But I want to know, if you want to sit and watch YouTube, have you ever stopped by to look to see what black people good they're doing? You always look at the bad that they're doing. You never see what they're good doing. And it's like they're going, 89% of the black people vote Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Lincoln Republicans voted for Republicans. There is no Lincoln Republicans anymore.
Thank God.
In the black community.
Thank God
because
for that.
Because they have been mistreated, and that's why they left.
Oh, whatever.
I hear somebody screaming that they're a Republican. Ask them if they're a Lincoln Republican or they're a Ronald Reagan Republican.
Was Ronald Reagan better than Lincoln?
What?
Was Ronald Reagan better than Lincoln?
No, he wasn't, because he helped mess his country up.
Lincoln helped mess up the country, too.
No, I'm talking about Ronald Reagan.
Maybe.
He helped mess the country. You know, ain't no maybe about it.
Ronald Reagan didn't start a civil war.
Well, he didn't start a civil war, but he helped make. The
well,
country.
I know it was a different country. Now it's a different country. I don't think it's a fair comparison. But maybe
when it comes to Donald Trump, I wish he would go on.
I gotta run
and settle the whole
thing. We're over time, Maze. I have to start playing my song almost.
Have a good one.
You too. Appreciate you, guys. This has been the Hake Report. Super chat from I have to read your super chats tomorrow. I did see it. Thank you. This is Volmar Wednesday. Trouble at the Bank. Adios, America. And Joel Friday TV coming up next. Bye. So nice.
I was riding the bus all around the town. I was putting my troubles at bay. I was keeping my feet up off the ground. It was fine till a man said, hey. You know which stop is around the block from the great unchanging bank.
Look at the obvious globe. So nice.
Just then a young lady tripped down the aisle. The driver soon did brake. I was running with feet held to the ground from the great unchanging bank. A man came after me screaming loud. All I want is to be safe. I ran and ran, I did not slow down till I found a hiding place.
Oh yeah.
Place.
That's on Bandcamp. It's not even on YouTube, I think. Adios, America. Joel Friday next.